That does not become Asa Banor. Right, Rashi says it's a swore of Evel, Yom Rutura, Shalayach Natakola. Torah does not say send it away to make a Takola. It really is Asa Banor. People come teach from it. So if you're old, only the one that you shech to Bishash Shchita, that's when it becomes Asa Banor. However, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Shomar, Mishas Lekich, not the time when you buy it. And therefore Rashi says, Ushteya Masuris, Achi Shalach, until you send away one of them, both of them attack a Rosa. The Rosa Banor, and the Amin we serve with there, my time with Rav Shimon ben Lakish. What is Rav Shimon ben Lakish's Svara? Mora says there, we say, Goma Kicha Kicha Megla Rufa. He learns that Kicha Kicha Megla Rufa. Like Rashi says, that ma egla rufo shinema bakicho b'lochu zikni ir hei eglas boka asura mechayim. Just like an egla rufo says the word lekicho b'lochu and it's also mechayim af b'loch lamitan. The apostle says by the shtei tzipurim of a mitzayro v'lochach lamitan is also asuras mechayim. Omiyu Rashi says egla rufo taki yesh lagvul liyesa b'yiridoso nachleison becomes also to bring it down to nachleison. Avalein over here, it's per mitzvah. Ain be meisel melekicha. V'yad shchita. There's no special action that happens after lekicha until the shchita. So therefore, in order for the kamasa mechaim, it must be mishas lekicha. But our kol ponim, you see, Rishlakish holds that by the egla rufa becomes also mechaim even before shchita, and that's the limit to say back here also. The egla rufa becomes also mechaim. Just by the egla rufa, there's a new mokum, a new gvul, when to make it also. That's b'shas and yirido nachaleison. Here, by the tzpur mitzari after lekicha, there's no new maisa. So if we take a say, by lekicha comes also by no. Now, kol ponim, you can't say Rishim Lakish is the one that says ain the mishnah about egla rufa that an egla rufa the shchita is matarit. He holds no, the egla rufa becomes also by no even mechaim even before shchita. So Takasha, how could he say it's in the Mishnah? Smeir says, Elo Omer Rebbe Chiyah Barabo, Omer Rebbe Yechanon, Egla Rufa Rein the Mishnah. He knows the one that said it's in the Mishnah, that's Rebbe Yechanon Shito. Rebbe Yechanon, the one that just said the curse becomes awesome, after Shchita means when it's Mace. So Rashi is the Elo, Horti roots of the Matarata in the Mishnah, it's not Rosh Lakish, rather Rebbe Yechanon Omro. But according to Rebbe Shimon, Melacha comes also Michayim. That we learned before, Tiro, but Tiro, they there. So that only comes out good according to Rabbi Yechanan. So according to Rabbi Yechanan Taka, there is a time when the Shchit is matter the Egla Rufa. It only becomes also for us later afterwards. If you find the Hurig, then the Shchit is a good Shchit. So if so, Zuein the Mishnah. Now Mishnah is not called the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Shnayim Shalochu, two people that bought a Poru B'no, one bought a cow, one bought its kid. So there's nisan now not to shech both of them the same day. So the question is there shalokach rishon yishchot rishon? Who has the right to shech first? So the one that bought it first, he has the right to shech it first. If the one that bought the parah first, he bought before the other one bought the beno, so he has a schus to shech it first. But v'yim kodem hasheni zocha. Let's say the one that bought the kid second went ahead first and made a shchit on the kid first. Now the mice is nis upon the other one, not to shech the mother the same day. So the second one was zeicha. Some Rabbi Yosef explains our Mishnah that lina dina tenan. That our Mishnah says that the first one has a right to shech. That's tam mitzara din min dina mamnis. Those of the go to Bezdin, they both complain, they both to Bezdin, I want to shech today, and the other one says he wants to shech this today. So Bezdin would say, you know, I have the right to shech today. The one that bought first, he has the schus. He has the din to shecht first. Ben Echnami, Luyitsu, the other one shechted first. Avad, there will be also then for the first one to shecht. That's the Mishnah means to say, Tana, Im Kodim Hasheni, but let's say the second one went first, and he shechted first. So I raise the Zoras, Veniskar. He's a Zoras, he's like doing it first. Veniskar, and he gains on the deal. Zoras, the Gemara says, Lo Yavad Isur, he didn't do an Issa. Because Lama, he didn't do the Issa, Issa Ves Benoi, he shechted it better, the fact he shechted first. As after we said before, the Yedina is not negated to Isser. The Gaya Stam, if it is best, then what they would tell you to do. But if you go do it first, and Issa you didn't do, and Veniska, a little bit you gain on the deal, the Kocha Bisra, you're able to eat the meat today first, or otherwise you would have had to wait until tomorrow. So, kids, the Din of the Mishnah is only Stam, but Din means if it is best, then what best then will tell you to do. But if the other one chaps and does it first, he's not being over a real Issa. Now the Mishnah says, Shochat poro. Let's say first you shech the poro. V'yachakach shnei v'neho. that after you sheltered the mother, then you sheltered his two kids. So, Seifik Shemoyim. Maestri, you get two times Malkus. The two kids, each one of them is the Yisois of Yesbenoi. What's going to be Shochat Shnei Benir? First you sheltered the two kids. V'yachakach Shochta, and then you sheltered the mother the same day. Seifik Yesaboyim. It's only one Averu. When you shecht the mother, that's the one Averu. For that you get Malkus. What's going to be Shochto, V'yesbito, V'yesbavbito? You shechted the mother first, then her daughter, and then the daughter's daughter, the grandchild. All by the Hamasir. So what's the law? Because it says, Seifik Shemoinim, you get two times Malkus. For the second daughter, for the first daughter, he gets one Malkus, Vaisavis Benoi. For the shechted daughter, it's a second Malkus, Vaisavis Benoi. Shochto, V'yesbavbito, let's say first you shecht the mother, the cow. Then you shecht the granddaughter. V'yachakach shochet bita, then you shecht the middle one. Seifik Yesaboyim, you only get one time Malkus. Because the first and second was not an Issa. It's only Oysev Yes Benoi, and not Bas Bito. But when you shecht the Bas Bito, now it becomes Naveira. Sumcha Seimer Mishum Rimei, in his last case, Seifik Shemonim, you get 80, you get two times Malkus. Because the Maisa, this middle daughter, is like Oysev Yes Benoi for both of them. Both for the mother and both for the grandchild. So therefore, there would be twice, two times Malkus. We'll see in the Gemara. Now we must ask the question, Amai, why? The Pasuk says, Oyser v'yes b'noi amarachmano, v'loi b'noi v'yoysoi. Maybe you shecht the kid first, and then you shecht the mother. There should not be any Issa. Maybe the Issa is only Oyser v'yes b'noi, if you shecht the poor first, and then the b'neho. For you shecht the shnei b'neho first, and then the poor, I don't know, it's also altogether. Samora says, Loisa that Lois Sakotai don't think like this. The Tanya learned like this. Oiso Vies Benoi. Sainly yellow Oisoi Vies Benoi. Only if you shecht the mother first and then the kid. Oisoi Vies Imoi Minain. How do we know if you shecht first the kid and then it's the mother? How do we know also Yechayiv? Kishroim, when the Pasuk says, Loisishchatu, so don't shecht them. Loshin Rab Marei Kan Shnaim. Mashma is upon two of them. Hakate said, how do we have this upon both of them? Echad ha-shechad es-saporo, v'yechad ha-shechad es-imo. V'echad ha-shechad es-bino is shnayim ha-achreinim chayovim. Both in this case is Yechayiv. Again, echad ha-shechad es-saporo, v'yechad ha-shechad es-imo. Even though first you shechted the poro, then you shechted his mother. So even though it's the kid first, then the mother, the second one is chayiv for es-binoi. V'yechad ha-shechad es-bino. Whoever shechted the bino is also chayiv. In his last two places, they're both chayiv. One shechted first the bino, then you shechted the mother. So the second one has chayiv oisuvias benoi, and you shechted another kid also chayiv oisuvias benoi. That's derived from this pasuk of loisishchatu loshin rabbim, applying to both ways. Whether you shecht the mother first, whether you shecht the kid first. In both cases, when you shecht the second one the same day, you roll with this love, you get Malkus for Yosef Yes Benoi. So, Moritz, the question is not extra. For me, boiler legufa, lois sishchatu, you need legufa to say it's a love. It's a love to shecht Yosef Yes Benoi. So, Moritz says, no. In came, if so, lichta, the process Joshua said, lois sishchot. My lois sishchatu, what's the extra? Vov? Says, the to say, you chayiv two times Malkus. So must be, no matter which way you do it, whether Oysev Yes Benoi or Benoi Yes Oysoi, is the love. So Moritz says, no, we are kati still, me boilu, we need the posik, because the cost of Rachmona lois sishchot, so Josh would have said, don't shecht. However, I mean, I would have thought to say, chad in trey loi. It's only yes, you can shecht one. But by trey loi, Rashi says, shochad echad ha'im, v'yechad abas, ha'filu achroin toto. Maybe if two people, one person shechted the mother and then a different person shechted the kid, maybe there's no lav. But the Pasuk lo sishchot, I would think the same person can shech both. But if somebody else shechs both, maybe there's no lav. His kasa rachmon lo sishchatu, mashmino, that's mashmi, even though two people do it, still there's a lav. Samara says, kasa rachmon lo sishchatu, but filu treiv, no two people do it. So that's what the Pasuk is for. So it's not extra to teach us even the kid and then the mother. Samara says, no, im kem im so lichtov lo yishchatu. Joshua says, loshnov lo yishchatu. My lo yishchatu shamina tarati. Here we learn out two things. Rashi says, my lo yishchatu to mashma the tavayu abdi yisur. Two people are doing yisur. Mashma both of them. La Yishchatu, Shisha said La Yishchatu. That would have known that Yechayv, even though two different people shecht. My Loi Sishchatu, that's big for two things. The Sishka teaches as true Echnami that if one person shechts the mother and the other person shechts the kid, that still there's a lav on the second one. And also, even if you shech the kid first and then the mother, also you're over lav. So we know both from this pasuk. Now it says in the Mishnah, what shochato aviyes bazbito, tera machlikis over there. Then in the last case, we shecht it first the mother, and then the grandson, and then the daughter. So the Tanakhama says Yoni Chayiv once, and Sumchah says no, Yechayiv Shemoni, Yechayiv twice. So Malaya by the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi says Rabbi Yosef, my time with the Sumchah. What's like the Pshat Sumchah over here? He says Yechayiv twice, Malchus. Is the Pshat that Kisava Sumchah holds all over? That all Chal Shnei Zayse Chelav Bela Mechod, if somebody eats two Kizaysim of Chelav with one forgetting, does he hold all over that Chayiv Shtechatois, Lamaisi Chayiv Shtechatois? Since you did like two ma'is averus, even though it's been done b'hele mechod, still you chayiv two chatois. Still also, even though it's been done like you shechted the kid, but this kid right now is being done as an oisiv es b'noi to its mother and to its daughter. Therefore, you chayiv shemaynim. And the Mor says, if so, that's the svar really, or the din or real svar is to the shaminim v'yalma. We should have heard this chiddush all over a normal place. That whenever you do two ma'isa averus, even though it's vela mechod, that's still yichayiv two kabonis. I the high the komash from the how come it says the chiddush over here is leodich a koyach the rabbanim. What teaches the chiddush in the rabbanim? According to rabbanim, the chiddush is over here. You only chayiv one time malchus. Because here the chiddush is the yaf agav the gufim mechlokim. Even though really they're two different gufim. In other words, when you shecht the daughter here, really it's a daughter of the mother that you already shechted. And it's the mother of the grandchild that you shechted already. So it's two different gufim. Like it's the mother and the granddaughter. That this daughter now is in between both of them. It's like two averis because two different gufim machlokim. So the chiddush still part of the still the say it's potter. That's one chiddush to say. The pshat from Sumchah says he holds all over that behela mechad still yechayiv twice. I do maybe no. Maybe it's not the swan in Sumchah. I do maybe I tell you Ksava Sumchis holds all over in Echanami. That all Khoshnei Zais Chele Bel Mecha somebody sukhizim of Khalif with one forgetting and a chaiv lach even Sumchis gives you only chaiv once. What kind of time will he know what the reason is? How you begufim Lakim? Sumchis only says it over here since it's negated to two different gufim. It's negated to the Pura and negated to the Bas Bito. And then you shift in the Bas, so this Bas is Sidur Nisa both negated to the first Torah and negated to the Bas Bito. And since the Torah and the Bas Bito are two different Gufim, here Sumchus considers it like two separate Mais Averis. But all over maybe no. So was the Shiloh was Psan Sumchus. Omle said back to him, in, yes. Kisavar he holds off Hashnev Zezachele Belemechot Chayef Techatois. No, he holds all over like that Sumchus. That even though it's Belemechot, still Yechayef Tuchatois. Mimai, what's the proof? Midatanan was learned like this. Hazareya Klayim, somebody says Klayim is like you get Malchus. The question is, my look, what do you mean to say you get Malchus? Hazareya Klayim, you get Malchus. What do you mean to say? Let me want to tell me, like Achas, you get Malchus for once. Mashmish, you planted Klayim twice, and you get Malchus. You're over Lavalis, this were Klayim. Of course, what's the Chiddush of Adyachayv once? What's the Chiddush? That Yisrael climb and Yisrael the second time, so sheet at least one she get, what's the Chiddush? For Yoid, or secondly, Ma climb, what's the Lashon of climb? Just should have said, whoever plans climb gets Malchus. Elip, sheet to Peshua, we're talking about over here, Bey is Malchus, the Chayiv two times Malchus. Now, so the question is then, B'maya Skin, what are we talking about over here? Let me, if you want to tell me, B'zeach HaZeh Uvishtei HaSroiz, that you plan to climb once in the morning, and they warn you first, and then you planted a second time in the afternoon, and they warn you a second time. So in more that's pshita like Tanini, we learned the Mishnah like this. We learned the Mishnah in Gemara and Nozir and Kedushin, that Nozir shoy shoyse yayin kol hayom. A Nozir that starts to drink wine, if he drinks wine the whole day. So Lachar is, ain't a chayiv elo achas, there's only chayiv one time malchus, only one asro, there's only one helam. But Omrula, let's say they told him, al tishte v'yal shoyse, Al tishtev u'shoys. They said this armuloi. Al tishtev u'shoys. So they warned him first to not drink wine, and he doesn't listen, and he drinks. And then they warned him a second time. Al tishtev u'shoys. Chayav v'kolachas v'yachas. So you see clearly here the locher is that has rois are mechalik. Even though you're continuously drinking, and if you wouldn't have warned you a second time, you'd only be chayiv once. But now that they warn you a second time, the asura is mechalik. Because they warn you twice about, you chayiv two times malchus. So what's the chiddush over here? El pshit is nechayiv talking about v'asachas. He splits in both v'asachas or v'asruachas, and you warned you only one time. And still it says you chayiv two times malchus. You planted klayim twice with one asura, with one helim, with one asura. I mean. So man, who's it go like? You let me point out to the Rabbonin, the Polagler, the Sumchis, the one the ones arguing Sumchis, that can't be. Hashtu Mahosam, the Gufim Machlokim, I'm over there, they're two different Gufim. One's the Pora, one's the Bas Bito. Patri Rabbonin, Rabbonin still say, when you shech the Bas in between, you only chayiv one Malkus, not twice. Hochol Akoshchen, here for sure, it's only one Guf. It's one Meister planting Klayim. Isn't it for sure, only chayiv one time the Malkus? El Alam Sumchis, he goes according to Sumchis. Is he according to Sumchis? She chayiv twice. Rashi there for Shema Mino, Choshnei Zeis Techele, Bela Mechad, it's chayiv twice. Smur says Loi. Because here also, since there's only one Asura, it's like one Helen. And see, chayiv twice, each Maisa is called separately, even though there was nothing in between to divide it up. Smur says Loi, that's not the Pshat. Li Yolam could be really going according to Rabbanan over here. And I'll tell you so, in Mil Saga Bruch HaKamashmalon, that the Iker Trey Gavni Klayim, there are two different types of Klayim. Ulafika Ulafuki mit Rabbi Yashia has come and teach us not like a Biyashia, but really this goes according to the Rabbanan Shita over here. But she's only Rabbanan, what she says, the Beis Asroes, and you warned him twice, and therefore he planted twice Yechayiv two times. The question was, if the question is, if they warned him twice, the Kurb Shita Yechayiv twice, what's the Chiddush? So the Chiddush over here is what type of Klayim he was doing. But she says, Kamashim Dika Trey Gavni Klayim the Bein Chita V'Chartzin or Bein Sayra V'Chartzin Heavy Klayim. If you plant wheat and a Chartzin and a grape seed, or else the Bein Sayra barley and a grape seed, that you chayiv. The Chiddush said Lafuker Reb Yashir. He says no, you only chayiv. You plant all three together. That's the Chiddush. We hold not like Reb Yashir. The Yom we learn like this. Reb Yashir says Achi Yizra Chito Sayra V'Chartzin Mapolus Yad. When you chayiv for klal kerim, only if you plant together a one seed at least of barley, one of wheat, and one of chartz and one of a grape. Now, Paulus Yav was one throwing. That's when you chayiv malchus. But if you're just a chartz and a chito, a chartz and a sorva, you put them. So the chiddush is not like a biyashi. We hold each one separately is also chayiv. Then achnami, the reason why you chayiv twice here because there were two separate hasrois. That's why two separate actions. That's why you chayiv. Now, the Gemara says, Kamashmi, here the Chiddush is that the Chizora Chitin Vechartzin, or else the Sarah Vechartzin, Nami Mechayiv. That's the Chiddush. They only plant the seed of wheat and the grape, or the barley and the grape, also Yechayiv. So far we have no proof. The Gemara says, Natoshma, come in here. Ocho Mizek Zayis to Mizek Zayis, Sefik Shmoinim, Yif Mirak Zayis, Nirak Zayis. It's how to get twice Malkus, you get 80. Rashi says talking about the Shnei Gid HaNosha Shel Shtei Yerecha Shobhei Machas. From one animal, if you eat both sides of the Gid HaNosha on the right side and the left side, so Tanakam holds you get two times Malkus. If you do I menor in a Sefer Elamim, you only get Malkus once. Rashi explains the Yud time that he said later in the Gemara Perek Gid HaNosha that the Gid HaNosha is only knowing with one side, not on both of them. Now the Gemara says, "Hey, Chidom, what's Chiz talking about over here? Ilayim b'zeachaze yet one kizayis of Gid HaNosha first, and then a second kizayis later. Uvishtei asroys, and you won twice. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Yehuda to hold even chayiv once? The Chiddush not even be chayiv one time, Malkus, because if so, it's asroys sofiki. Because asroys sofiki, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not sure like which one is really the Gid HaNosha. He holds only negayet to one, either the right or the left, and we're not sure." So if you ate one first by itself, and you get hasroa, it's hasroa sofik, it's not vav, you're doing an issa at that time. If you would eat both of them together with one hasroa, then for sure you're doing an issa. But if you're telling me the case is b'zeach hazeh, if so, v'shaminulei, we heard Rabbi Yudah Shita is the only he always says, Hasra Sopik is Loishma Asra, it's not called Asra. So you should not even get one time Malkus here. The Tani will learn like this. Hiko Azer Bechaz Zibikur Azer. Case we have a Sopik, this kid, which is the father. The Sopik Ben Tisha Larishan or Ben Shiva to the second one. So we don't know who the real father is. We have a Sopik whether it's the first one or the second husband, where wife was married first. And then she got married to a second husband. And she came pregnant and gave birth after 7 months. So we don't know if from the second husband or from the first husband. We don't know who the father is. So that's sort of the kid now hit one father and then he hit the other one. Or else Kilazir, the cause of a Kilazir, cursed one and he cursed the other one. Or she Kishnim of Asachas, he hit both of them of Asachas. Or she killed Shem of Asachas. So Chayiv, Tanakama says, in any case, Yechayiv won. Because they hold Asro, Asafik, Ishmei Asro. However, you do, I know, it depends. If you hit both of them, of Asachas, or curse both of them, and they give you one Asura, some body, you're doing an Issa right now, Yechayiv. But Bezechazer, Potter, why? Because it's called Asura, Sof, each one separately, we don't know for sure you're doing the Issa. You see, according to you, it's Asura, Sof, and Loishmei Asura. So in this case, we ate the two Giranoshes, you can't say it's talking about Bezechazer, then Yehudi would not say you get Malkus at all. Elab, Shit, Potom, of Asachas, of Asura, Achas. And therefore, that's what Yehuda says, you get Malkus at least once, because you did a Vada Yisra. Or Man Tanaka, Muta Tanaka, then it says what? You get Shemaynim. Who's that? You learn me more time with the Rabban and the Polygon, the Sumchis, the Rabban Nagy and Sumchis, that can't be. Hashtu Mahosin, the Gufum Machlokim, the two different Gufum, the Pora, and the Bas Bito. Still Patri Rabban, you only get one time Malkus. Hocho, where it's only one Guf. Lekosh, Chizza, for sure, should only be one time Malkus, not two. And while most of them going to Sumchasi, they say according to Sumchasi, if you eat two Giranoshes, Bevasachas, with one Asura, you get two times Malkus. They say according to Sumchas, always that way, each mice is called a separate mice, even though it's with one Asura, Be'elamachas. You see that Sumchas, so we see the Sumchas Svar all over. Svar says no. Loyal, Yolam, I tell you, Bezechas, Adon, Bezechas, for Rabbonin. It goes according to Rabbanan Shita. B'zechazir, that's why Yechayim Shmoinim, they're two separate Hasroah. And so the Kashi was, according to Rabbi Yehuda then, why do you get Malkus? Each Hasroah is called Hasroah Sofik. And the more of Haitana, Sobla, Kiddich, the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that the other Tana of Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomer, that Tana holds Hasroah Sofik, is like a Shmei Hasroah. The Tana you learn like this. The Pasuk says, Lo Yisrasir, Rumenu Ad Boiker, don't leave old, like, don't make noise by Korban, don't leave it over to the next morning. If you are nice to men, what boy can be you're supposed to burn it? His book, because the Pasuk comes to teach us that lit in Essay and Halaysa say, Loy Meshain Loykin Allah of Div Reb Yehuda. That's Reb Yehuda's word. You see, by nice, the only reason why you don't get Malkus if you leave over the Korban is what the Torah says, it's a lot of literally Assay, the Torah says, go and burn it afterwards. But if it wouldn't have been for this Assay, then you would get Malkus. The question is, every nice is Asura Sufik. You never know exactly the end time, exactly when the time limit is. So still you see, according to this sheet in the Yudom, Hasra Sofik is Shmei Hasra. Vashem Ken, Rabbi Yaakov, Vayimeh, no, Lohimin Hashem, that's not the reason why you don't get Malkus by Noiser. El Mishum Devil Elav, Shein by Maiser, Vachol Hashem, and Maiser, like an Olof. Akobon, we see, according to the first sheet, though, according to both of them, these two Mandem hold, that Hasra Sofik Shiboy is Shmei Hasra. There are other reasons why you don't get Malkus by Noiser, but not because of Hasra Sofik. Rashi says it's called Asura Sofik by Noiser. The Cholaim is the Yasube, Motsiyom Akati Lelehu. The guy could always listen, I still have time, I'm not being afraid, I'm doing the Issa. I don't want to be over Noiser. The guy can just think that he's not doing an Issa right now. So therefore, by Noiser, it's called Asura Sofik. It's still a current review, though. The only reason why you don't get Malkus is only because it's a lav hanitically assay. If not for this reason, you would get Malkus. So here's according to this man, the Yomar, review degrees and holds, Asura Sofik Yishmei Asura. So that would be the Pshat here also, by Gira Nosho, you would get Malkus. But again, the case is, he ate it, Zeh Achazeh. The Chiddush is, that either according to Yehuda, that Yoni Chayiv once, and Enoch Nami, you have to come on to Asura Sofik Shmei Asura, or else according to Rabban, and Chayiv twice, as the Maaseh they hold, both of them is the Yisra of Gid HaNosho. Alright, we'll stop here.